listening to Calling Forth the Goodness, a podcast series that will tell the stories of how the American Friends Service Committee is partnering with local communities to work for lasting peace. In this edition, hear the story of how AFSC in Denver is bringing together immigrants and immigrant allies to ensure the equal treatment of all people in this growing city.
That's what I thought, but I didn't know if y'all were clear. Mic check! Yeah, what's up? How y'all feeling tonight?
Jose Guerrero is a slam poet out of Denver, Colorado. This past February, he was invited by AFSC to recite a poem at their monthly vigil outside of the Aurora Immigrant Detention Center on the outskirts of Denver. Starting back in 2009, residents have gathered outside of the center every month. They've shared about immigrant rights work going on in the region and connected with those inside the detention center's walls. By standing with the hundreds of incarcerated immigrants being held in the for-profit prison, they're putting a human face and a human voice to an often invisible reality faced by many in Denver's immigrant communities.
If the U.S. were to crumble, would Americans jump over their own borders and flock the streets of Mexico City? Would they seek refuge in Darfur or Somalia? Our perceptions on immigration would change very quickly.
That's right. If
Americans, it's an interesting question. If U.S. citizens suddenly found themselves desperate for work and opportunity, would we flee to another country? Of course, all Americans, with the exception of the native people inhabiting this land, were fleeing economic hardship or some form of political oppression when they first came to this country as immigrants. It's easy to forget that part of the U.S.'s past or to misremember U.S. history as steady, homogenous, and harmonious. And with the attacks of 9/11 and the collapse of the U.S. markets, anything looks better than the present state of affairs. People have been desperately searching for security and grasping at solutions to our crumbling economic system. Many blame immigrants as the source of all of our problems. And in the past decade, the anti-immigrant sentiment has grown to an almost fever pitch. Fortunately, people across the country are countering this anti-immigrant rhetoric. They're rejecting dehumanizing language and respecting the basic integrity of people who are providing most of us with many of our basic resources. Over the past 15 years, AFSC has been part of a local movement in Denver, Colorado, to change the perception of immigration from one of fear to one of equality and community. Denver has seen a major influx in the number of Latino immigrants since 1994, after the North American Free Trade Agreement was passed, which forced many farmers off their land and seeking opportunity in the United States. Many of those immigrants came from Mexico in search of opportunities for themselves and their families. Many immigrants work at jobs that pay below the living wage, under what are sometimes dangerous conditions. Some have legal citizenship, some do not. But all of them are part of the growing Denver community.
It goes to show you never know what's going to happen. Like, you just never know what shifts in sort of historical conditions are going to happen.
Danielle Short, a member of Mountain View Meeting in Denver, was hired to work with AFSC in 1999 after living in central Mexico for many years. She taught Americans and Canadians about global issues by hosting dialogues with Mexicans who are working for social change. Many of the U.S. citizens that she had met through the program came to Mexico with a deep misunderstanding and disconnect to the roots of immigration.
The woman in one of these rural indigenous communities was talking about a young woman from her village who had come back from the United States in a body bag because she had died, crossing the border. And I remember one of my students in our reflection later that evening saying, well, she was illegal, wasn't she? that was just kind of a shocking way to think about it for me. And so when I came back to the States, it just seemed like the right thing to do to be working here on behalf of those same people so that as I had been welcomed, try to create a welcoming environment for those who had to struggle a lot more to get to the United States than I ever had to get to Mexico.
Danielle went on to create that welcoming environment by helping to start the group Rights for All People, a Denver organization that lifts up the voices of immigrant leaders and their allies in the struggle for equal rights. After the organization got off the ground, Danielle saw the need to help non-immigrants find a way to support the work of immigrant justice in a meaningful and mutually beneficial way. She and a core group of AFSC allies formed Coloradans for Immigrant Rights, or CFIR.
It really is our responsibility to kind of jam our foot in the door and hold it open.
Jordan Garcia started working for CFIR at the start of 2006 and has been building the program in and around Denver. Much of his work involves teaching people how to listen.
We do believe that the people who are most equipped to define what liberation looks like for immigrants is immigrants. And so I think for us it's really important to figure out how to be responsive to the needs of the immigrant community without ever being paternalistic or without ever kind of just saying, okay, we'll go along with that if we don't think it's a good idea.
While CFIR has been training non-immigrants to be effective allies, immigrants have been getting out on the streets, organizing for fair treatment and opposing anti-immigrant legislation. In 2006, only 1 month after Jordan started his work with AFSC, the U.S. saw some of the largest marches for immigrants' rights ever. Immigrants and their allies were opposing legislation known as H.R. 4437, which would have raised the penalties for illegal immigration and classified undocumented immigrants and anyone who helped them enter or remain in the U.S. as felons. The legislation was never passed, but a backlash resulted in more local, statewide anti-immigrant laws.
Just a few months later, we had another big march and rally down at the Capitol, and just while we were outside marching, they were inside passing a piece of legislation in the Colorado legislature called SB 90. And SB 90 is similar to Arizona's 1070. So it is kind of a show me your papers kind of law.
The law requires local law enforcement to report anyone arrested for any offense who is suspected of being an undocumented immigrant to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Last year, AFSC helped start the Unite Colorado campaign that is documenting abuses of police and ICE collaboration throughout Colorado, and it's pushing legislation to repeal SB 90 that recently passed the State House of Representatives and hopefully will soon pass the Senate. The success of that repeal is due to years of work exposing the injustice of SB 90 with the help of both immigrants and non-immigrants.
By me, you know, narrating this story, it's mine, and, you know, it could be a million of other people out there.
Tanya Soto Valenzuela works with the Colorado Progressive Coalition, collecting the stories of people targeted by racial profiling, a phenomenon that has increased dramatically with the introduction of SB 90. Tanya moved to the United States from Mexico with her family when she was 9 years old. She faced many of the challenges that other undocumented students face when attempting to continue their education. Without citizen status, many colleges and universities wouldn't even consider her application. So Tanya decided to reach out to members of her community in the hope that if she told her story, she would find support. After being accepted at a local Jesuit college, Tanya remained committed to bringing her story to her classmates, many of whom were completely unaware of immigrant struggles in this country.
I always heard growing up that immigrants don't pay taxes, and I saw my mom always paying taxes, you know, so it was something that, to me, like, it wasn't truthful, so I wanted other people to see.
Tanya partnered with AFSC to bring issues of immigration to her college and has since remained committed to sharing the story of other immigrants criminalized by current legislation and has been working for larger social change. She has joined AFSC's Executive Regional Program Committee, is on the Denver Area Program Committee, and helps lead the Detention Center Closure Committee that AFSC supports. Hearing Tanya's story has made it clear to many that immigrant rights are about human rights.
Part of the position and my understanding of Christian practice is that it's actually about bringing into community people that your social structures try very hard to keep apart.
Ann Dunlap is the pastor at Comunidad Liberacion, a congregation of the United Church of Christ that she started in Denver when she first moved to the area. As a religious leader, she saw the need for clergy to use their deep commitment to justice within their communities to help support the needs of immigrants. Ann was part of a small group of clergy in the Denver area that partnered with AFSC's Jennifer Piper to help form the Clergy Witness Network. As AFSC's Interfaith Immigration Organizing Director, Jennifer coordinates the network with Jan Halloran, a Unitarian Universalist minister, to lend moral support and credibility to immigrant voices, including providing support in the form of spiritual presence and counsel during deportation hearings. The Clergy Network serves as a means of bringing entire faith communities into the work of ensuring the equal treatment of immigrants around the state.
William Penn talked about mending the world.
Tom Cole, also a member of Mountain View Meeting, has been deeply involved with AFSC's immigration work in Denver.
The oppression of anyone impacts negatively the whole community.
Tom was pretty instrumental in the founding of Coloradans for Immigrant Rights and travels around the state and the country bringing the work of AFSC to supporters and legislators. He and Danielle were some of the first people to begin to engage the local Quaker community about the issue. And in 2008, Danielle published an article in Friends Journal titled Seeing That of God in Our Neighbors, which was later published by AFSC.
I just really wanted to find a way to go deeper into what are the Quaker testimonies and what could they say to us on this topic that seems to be somewhat controversial in Quaker circles still.
Danielle's article reminds Quakers that supporting the struggle faced by immigrants in this country for equal rights is an opportunity to live out our faith in the world. AFSC in Denver is calling on people who care about the well-being of immigrants to listen, to support, to form partnerships, and to make mistakes. By insisting that immigrants are an integral part of our communities, these Denver residents are shaping a society held together by our common humanity as we all search for opportunities to work and thrive together.
Tengo los bolsillos vacíos, los labios partidos, la piel con escama cada vez que miro hacia el vacío, las suelas gastadas, las manos atadas, la puerta de entrada siempre tuvo el cartel que dijo que estaba cerrada, una espina clavada, una herida infectada, entramada, una...